This is Focus West Michigan for Thursday, July 9, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. Kent County's first female sheriff announced her intent to retire today, WGVU's Dee Morrison reports.
Sheriff Michelle LaJoy Young is retiring in October after 37 years of service in Kent County. After serving in the Michigan Army National Guard, she joined the sheriff's office in 1989 and spent three decades working in nearly every major division and command position in the department. She broke barriers across the department's executive command, serving as the first female lieutenant, captain, and chief deputy, then made history as the first female sheriff after being appointed to fill the vacancy created when Larry Stelma retired in 2018. She then ran for and won two subsequent elections. She's most proud of developing future leaders, innovating technology that helps officers do their jobs, and improving services in the correctional facility, such as substance abuse treatment, job readiness training, psychological services, and case management.
So we best prepare individuals when they return to the community so that they don't have additional issues, reoffend, and come back. Because every time somebody reoffends, they create another victim in our community. And preventing that is important for everybody.
Undersheriff Brian Meir intends to seek appointment as sheriff with LaJoy Young's departure. Her official retirement date is October 9th. I'm Dee Morrison.
Residents in Muskegon County's Whitehall Township will consider two millage proposals on the August 4th ballot. WGVU's David Limbaugh has the details.
The first proposal is asking Whitehall Township voters to approve a 20-year operational millage beginning in December 2026 through December 2046. The money supports general fund operations covering necessary services like a new roof for the township hall, a $40,000 expense, and new voting tabulators with a price tag of $35,000. If approved, the owner of a $200,000 home with a $100,000 taxable value would pay $200 a year. For the township, the millage would raise an estimated $184,000 in its first year. A second proposal is asking voters to approve a 10-year road maintenance and improvement millage from December 2026 through December 2036. If approved, it would levy $1.50 per $1,000 of taxable value on a resident's home. The owner of a $200,000 home with a $100,000 taxable value would pay $150 a year. The millage would raise an estimated $138,000 in its first year. I'm David Limbaugh.
Now that Grand Rapids has a new amphitheater and a professional soccer stadium under construction, WGVU's Phil Dawson reports some planners say the city needs a new 600-room hotel to attract more and bigger conventions.
We are shy one convention hotel in order to compete with our peer set.
Experienced Grand Rapids President Doug Small says a study as far back as 2016 identified the need for a new downtown convention hotel.
And COVID came along, so it was put on ice, if you will.
And then he says other projects became priorities.
The amphitheater and soccer stadium took precedent, but that need still existed.
In a presentation to Kent County Commissioners, Small said the new hotel could go above or next to the DeVos Place Convention Center.
How close does it have to be to the convention center?
As close as you can make it.
And with 600 rooms and a ballroom big enough to handle one convention, one or more additional conventions could fill rooms at existing hotels.
So now you've maximized all your hotel properties. Hosting two at one time is what really will maximize our small businesses and others that benefit from the convention business.
Lining up investors and financing is another challenge, but without more hotel rooms, Small says Grand Rapids is losing conventions to other similar-sized cities.
Cincinnati, Columbus, Indianapolis, Milwaukee, Raleigh have all built hotels since COVID, and they're booking business. That's business that we can get our hands on.
I'm Phil Dawson.
The former Howard Miller Clock Factory in Zeeland has a new owner. WGVU's Dee Morrison has more on Coastal Container's plans for the site.
Holland-based packaging company Coastal Container announced on its social media that the company is acquiring the 20-acre former Howard Miller clock manufacturing site. Company officials note the facility on Main Avenue east of downtown Zeeland will house secondary operations, assembly, warehousing, and its growing packaging supply division. The Howard Miller Clock Company was founded in Zeeland in 1926, where it became known for crafting heirloom grandfather clocks and high-style home furnishings at the site until 2025. Coastal Container owners say the previous clockmaking facility will provide increased production capacity while creating opportunities for future growth and expansion. Meanwhile, Coastal is undergoing major upgrades to its main manufacturing site on Industrial Avenue in Holland, including high-speed automated production equipment to enhance efficiency, quality, and customer service. The company invested in a $25 million expansion of the Holland facility in 2022, adding more than 60 jobs and now has around 180 employees. I'm Dee Morrison.
Hundreds of adaptive athletes are returning to West Michigan this week. As WGVU's David Limbaugh explains, the competition provides a major boost to the local economy.
It is the largest and longest running national sport championship for people with a physical disability, visual impairment, or intellectual disability.
Katie Tigelar is VP of Operations for the West Michigan Sports Commission, which, along with Mary Freebed Wheelchair and Adaptive Sports, is hosting the Hartford Nationals in Grand Rapids for the second year in a row.
We are 424 athletes and 146 coaches representing 38 states.
Athletes compete in 8 different events, including archery, para powerlifting, para triathlon, shooting, track and field, and wheelchair and para standing tennis. According to the commission, last year's competition generated over $2 million for West Michigan's economy.
These people come to Grand Rapids and they stay almost the whole week because they're here to either compete and or cheer on teammates. So it's really great having that impact of a long stay for our area businesses and obviously our hotels.
Visitors can watch the competition at Calvin University July 10th through the 16th. For more information or to volunteer, go to thehartfordnationals.org. I'm David Limbaugh.
Coming up soon, WGVU's Shelley Irwin talks to a man raising money for kids' swim lessons, but first, news from around the state. Leaders of a cash assistance program for pregnant and new mothers have a $20 million dispute with the Republican leadership of the Michigan State House. Colin Jackson explains.
The money comes from federal funding for Children and Family Services. Instead of putting some of that money directly toward RX Kids as in the past, the new budget splits it into several smaller categories. Republican House Speaker Matt Hall says he doesn't want RX Kids to have it, since he believes more traditional social safety net programs with tougher eligibility requirements need that money more.
I'm hopeful that we'll have a WIC program, that our child protective services will be well funded, that the cash assistance program will be well funded.
RX Kids serves every qualifying mom in its lower income coverage areas, regardless of individual family need, though it says it has private donations to ensure public money is only spent where it's necessary. I'm Colin Jackson.
The three candidates seeking the Republican nomination for governor met Wednesday night for the first of two back-to-back television debates ahead of the August primary. We have more from Rick Pluta.
Congressman John James, millionaire businessman Perry Johnson, and former Michigan Attorney General Mike Cox did not have big disagreements on issues like taxes and smaller government. The focus was largely about who is best positioned to win in November. Cox says he's won two statewide races and isn't concerned that President Donald Trump has endorsed James.
I don't need the president's endorsement to be a fighter and winner for the people of Michigan.
James says his relationship with the president has benefited Michigan. Johnson says the fact that he is self-funding his campaign inoculates him against improper influence. The candidates meet next for a debate in Grand Rapids. I'm Rick Pluta in Southfield.
Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support this show and everything we do here, visit WGVUnews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. He's preparing for another opportunity to raise funds for kids' swim lessons. Holland's Dr. Brian Huffman joins WGVU's Shelley Irwin to share the details.
He's at it again on a mission, raising money for children's swim lessons at the Holland Aquatic Center. Yes, we speak with you, Dr. Brian Huffman, because you are doing good things, completing a swim, the goal, all five Great Lakes this summer. Fingers crossed, you're training, I'm sure, hard, but it's all about the journey. Good morning to you, Dr. Huffman.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
Appreciate you. When did you know you were going to be a swimmer in your life?
Well, I started swimming as a kid. I took swim lessons as a child, and then I did swim team in middle school and high school. And really kind of high school is when I started getting better at swimming and enjoying it more and more. And then in college, I coached and did triathlons, and then didn't swim for like 30 years, and then came back to it kind of during COVID.
And here we are looking to pay your talents forward to raise money for children's swim lessons at the Holland Aquatic Center, wonderful center we have in our own backyard. In your words, why are you raising money?
Yeah, drowning is the number one cause of death for kids age 1 through 4, and it's second to car accidents in kids age 5 through 15. And especially here in the Great Lakes State, there's water everywhere. So it's really important for kids to have swim lessons. And Holland as a community does a great job of educating kids, but there's always kids that slip through the cracks. And so the goal is to raise funds for scholarships for swim lessons so that any kid who shows up at the Aquatic Center is able to get swim lessons. And studies have shown that just one session of swim lessons reduces the risk of drowning by 90%. So our goal is to remove drowning from the top 10 causes of death in kids in West Michigan by teaching them to swim.
Thank you. This venture of swimming is no stranger to you. Give us a bit of your history and then we move into your future goal.
Yeah. So as I said, I swam when I was younger and then really didn't swim for years, but always kind of had it in the back of my mind that I was had an interest in swimming the English Channel. And during COVID, I had kind of had some time. So starting in about 2020, I started doing some long distance swimming and just seeing how it went. And by the end of that year, I decided to sign up to swim the English Channel and trained for a couple years. And in October of 2022, had a successful crossing of the channel. And then after doing that, I thought, well, you know, I've done all the training. Maybe I should do some more of these, and decided to do the partnership with the Aquatic Center to raise money for swim lessons. And it kind of took off from there. There's a group of swims, three swims called the Triple Crown, which is the English Channel, the Catalina Channel in California, and the 20 Bridges swim around the island of Manhattan. And so I did those three and then decided to turn my attention to my own backyard here at the Great Lakes. There's been three women that have swam all five Great Lakes, but no male has done it without a wetsuit. Dreyer did it with a wetsuit, but so that's the goal. And I've got Lake Erie 2 years ago. Last August I did Lake Superior, and I'm hoping to finish out the remaining three this summer with Lake Ontario the end of this month, Lake Huron the end of August, and then Lake Michigan the end of September.
What kind of miles are we talking, Dr. Huffman?
Yeah, all three are right about 35 miles across, which in swimming, so a lot of people aren't familiar with distance in swimming, but it's essentially a 4-to-1 conversion with running because water's 800 times denser than air, so it's harder to move through. So a marathon in swimming is 6 miles. And so these are all like 6 marathons long. So they're long swims.
How does a Dr. Brian Huffman train for this? Do you take it apart swim by swim?
Somewhat. I mean, there is definitely something for each swim has its own unique challenges, and it's kind of learning about what those are to know what to expect. But it's mostly just a lot of swimming. So now if the weather's nice, I'm out in the lake, but otherwise I'm in the pool, and I usually open the Aquatic Center in the morning, then go to work, and then close the Aquatic Center at night. Swimming twice a day now, 6 days a week usually, to try to get my goal right now is like 30 to 36 miles a week, which is a lot of swimming.
Do you have, let's say, a swag, a vehicle that follows you on this journey?
Yeah, so when we do the swim, safety is a huge factor for it. And so I have one kind of lead boat that's usually about a 40-foot boat, so it can tolerate storms and waves and things we might run into. And it guides us across the lake and carries most of my crew. And then we have two 16-foot Zodiacs, and I swim right next to one of those. So it kind of follows the lead boat and guides me across. And then I have a whole team of people because you have to eat. You have to, we've got, you know, medical staff and things like that for any kind of problems because out in the middle of the lake, you're on your own. So you got to be prepared for everything. So there's just about a dozen people on my team that are helping me to get across.
Dr. Huffman, tell me a little bit more about how funds are raised with this adventure.
Yeah, so people can donate. If you go to the Holland Aquatic Center's website, you can search it on Google, or it's hollandaquatic.org, and look for Brian's Big Lake Swims. That's kind of our fundraising effort. And all of the money raised goes directly to the Holland Aquatic Center Foundation for swim lessons for kids. All my swims are self-funded, so none of it goes to fund the swims. It all goes to swim lessons for kids.
All right, very nice. A couple more innocent questions to ask. What do you eat along this this trail?
Yeah, so it's a lot. It's very similar to what triathletes do. It's like goo packs, or it's usually my feedings are in a water bottle that's tossed from the boat, and it has a string attached. So part of the rules are nothing can hold me up during the swim. So you can't touch the boat, you can't get out of the water or anything like that. And feedings, I'll probably burn like over 20,000 calories on each of these swims. So you have to, you can't replace it all, but you have to replace some of it. And so it's a mixture of kind of complex sugars and protein in a sports drink, essentially. And ideally, some areas there's a big current pushing against you. And so if you stop, you're going backwards, or sometimes very rapidly. So feeding's idea is about 20 seconds for a feeding, and then back swimming again. And usually we do a feeding about every half hour on the way across.
And what do you think about on these laps with the swim, just keep swimming thought?
Yeah, just keep swimming. Yeah, whatever you want, basically. But a lot of it, there's actually a lot going on, because I've got to try to track with the boat to stay in a straight line and keep my swimming stroke efficient. So usually I'm thinking a lot about that. And then I just get a split second look at the boat each time I take a breath. So it's trying to make sure I'm lined up right and go in the right direction. So I'm usually fairly busy thinking about that. And then usually by about halfway, it's mostly thinking about, when is this going to be done?
Oh, good. You're a human. Dr. Brian Huffman, one more time, remind us what is happening starting soon, please.
Yeah, so I'll be trying to finish swimming the five Great Lakes. I've got Lake Ontario, Huron, and Michigan slated for this summer. Starting my first swim window will be July 26th through 30. And if you go to the Aquatic Center's website, hollandaquatic.org, for donations, there's also a tracker that you can track me on my swims. That'll show kind of right where I am in real time as we go across. And we post to Facebook on Brian's Big Lake Swims. It's a Facebook group. And we'll post stuff as we go, pictures and things like that on our voyage, on our adventure.
Be safe, achieve your goals, bottom line, raising funds for this wonderful opportunity for kids swim lessons in our own backyard. Go get them, Dr. Brian Huffman.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Thursday, July 9, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Bierling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan tomorrow. Thanks for listening.